Baby, your head looks so much better. No more bruising and the bump is gone. Oh, well, it was a nasty fall, wasn't it? But you're all better. Or just about, anyways. I feel like we've come a long way, you know? Since our meeting back at school, and now we're here. No more handcuffs. For now. You've been such a good baby. Well, of course I love you. Yeah, I'll protect you from the cruel outside world. You never have to leave. You'll stay down here in my basement. I cleaned it all up just for you. You have a nice little bed here and you have your own TV. I feel like you're a little spoiled, but you deserve it. You deserve everything. Baby, you don't need to shiver. You don't have to be afraid of me anymore. Even though I love that terrified look in your eyes. Oh, it brings out the worst in me. But I have control, and you're safe. I won't let anything or anyone harm you, myself included. I can never hurt you. I mean, I may have to restrain you from time to time, but that's not so bad, is it? It's just sometimes you don't listen and you test my patience. And it gets a little upsetting. No. I know you don't mean to make me upset. You're so cute. You smell so good. I love inhaling your scent. Come on, baby. You don't need a blush. You know how I get. Do you not want me this close? That's too bad. 'Cause I don't wanna leave. I've been out all day trying to get all the groceries that I think you'd like. Is you want to be a little stingy, don't you? You just want to keep your mouth shut and not tell me exactly what you want. It's a little funny though, because you're gonna eat whatever I make you. It's either that or you're gonna starve. And I don't want you to starve, so I'll make you eat it. I got quite a few things today. So, is there anything in particular you would like, or yet again, I'll just surprise you? Can't you see how much I care for you? How much I've given you? It was fate that day that you fell and got hurt, and I was able to take you in. No one else is going to love you like I do. Do you hear me? Of course you do. Well, I guess I could bring you more stuff down here. You know, so you can decorate a little bit. Maybe paint the walls or, well, it's cement. I think they look just fine, but this is your area and I'm here to make you happy. Just knowing that you're down here and I can have you whenever I want, see you, hold you, cuddle you, that makes me so happy. And come on, why don't you smile for me? Yeah, just like that. Oh, you're so precious, baby. Well, I guess I don't have to cook tonight. We can order a pizza or whatever you want. Does that sound okay? I mean, I did spend quite a while getting groceries, but I was going to have to do that anyway, so it's not a loss. I can just cook for us tomorrow. No. You're so cute. I guess I could bring you some books or something. I guess it could get a little boring down here with just the TV. But there's no way I can give you a laptop or anything else electronic. I'm not gonna have you reaching out to people who may want to hurt you. That would be silly of me. I've been keeping you down here for a while now, and if I just let you have access to the outside world, all that hard work would have been for nothing. Aren't you happy with me? Of course you are. What am I saying? I know you love me just as much as I love you. Right? Of course I'm right. Is there a certain type of pizza you want, or just a surprise? Okay. I love you. I've always loved you. No one else can compare to you. You're absolutely amazing and wonderful. Oh, I must get a hold of myself. Okay. Yes, of course I'm going to lock the door behind me. This is your area, and upstairs is mine. I just don't want anything to happen. You understand. But you have everything you can need down here. Your bathroom over there. A little mini fridge. See, I spoil you rotten. And you don't even have to worry about anything. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and go order that pizza. You just find whatever you want to watch on. I love you, baby. So much.